Welcome to the Trill NBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose Anuha, aka the Trillest NBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Happy Sunday, everybody. So, for the next few weeks, we're switching it up. Not that we haven't already been switching it up, but we're going to switch it up some more, y'all. So listen, I've created this survival guide. And over the next few weeks, I'm going to take you through your survival guide for blank. And that blank will be a situation at work. Now, this episode is a foundational episode. It's part one. And today I'm going to talk about the general tools you'll need in order for your survival guide to work. So with all the guides, you need these tools that I'm going to talk about today. Now, the great thing is these will be some pretty short episodes that you can pull out anytime you need to. I'll also make the transcripts available at some point. I don't know when, so I'm not going to promise a time, but they will be in the freebie section of TrillNBA.com website. So if you've already subscribed, you know the link to get there. If you haven't subscribed, you have to subscribe to get all the freebies, all the good, good content to help you navigate your career. So now, this episode, episode one, part one of the survival guide for corporate America is the general tools you need. So, couple of things that I need you to stay focused on in order for the rest of the tricks and tactics to work as we evolve through this series. So, let's get right into it. First, and I've said this before, but hopefully putting it in this format will make it more tangible for you. No matter how long you've been with your organization, the first thing you need in your arsenal is an org chart. Why, Felicia? Why you keep telling us about this org chart? Listen, you can't do battle if you don't know the players in the game. You gotta know who the players are, what their strengths are. Understand, guys, corporate America, like a lot of things in the US, is just a game. Politics, a game. All the sports, games. School, even. Academics, it's a game. Getting your MBA, definitely a game. Definitely. And every game has rules. Now, the problem with these games that humans play is sometimes the rules aren't that obvious or visible. And if you don't have somebody to tell you what they are, then you're playing a game, you don't know the rules. How are you gonna play the game right? How are you gonna play to win? How do you even know how to win if you don't know what the rules are? So, in this game of corporate, the first step is understanding the rules of the game. And the number one part of the rules of the game is knowing who is playing the game. And that's why you need an org chart. Now, if you can't get your friendly admin to give you a PowerPoint of all of the organization, then you're just going to have to create it yourself. Okay? So you start with you and you start with your boss. And your boss's boss. And then you make that vertical line all the way up as far as you can. And even to the CEO, right? That's the first line you make. And then you start filling in the sides. You, your peers, then your boss's peers, then their boss's peers. So you get a whole look of the organization. Now, so that you don't overwhelm yourself, just focus on the first three levels, you, your boss, and your boss's boss. And according on where you are sitting in the organization and the hierarchy, you should get the vast majority of the players that have influence into your career, right? These are the people who are going to give 360 feedback. These are the people who talk about you to your boss. These are the people who are probably in the room when you're being calibrated at the end of the year. Okay. So number one, get an org chart. Number two, comb through the HR website. Look at all your company's policies. Understand these policies. And I know this can be tedious. And for some of you that have been with your company for years, you kind of know how things go, but do you really know what's written down? And you need to do the mental exercise of understanding the contradictions. There's always going to be contradictions in what the policy says and what people actually do. Make sure you are well versed in all the contradictions. See, these are the true rules of the game. Make sure you are well versed in all the contradictions. See, these are the true rules of the game. Okay, the next thing you need to do is you need to understand and have a deep personal knowledge of your personal career plan. Short-term role and long-term, where do you see yourself? Whether it's inside the company or outside the company. This is key. Why? Because every step you make, every conversation you have, everything you work on and everything you do should be leading you toward your short-term goal, and your short-term goal should be leading you into your long-term goal. If these things don't line up, you're wasting your time. Don't waste your time, people. Okay. You should be able to articulate in about two sentences what your short-term goal is to anybody in your organization. Now, the other tool you need is a networking plan. So you have your org chart, right? Who are the people that need to know what your goals are? Who are the people that can help you? Who are the people that should be helping you? And who are the people that are actually going to help you? Versus, if there ain't nobody going to help you, well, you need to keep listening to this series because we got to get you out of there, right? But you need to start getting in the discipline of meeting new people every month. Set a goal for yourself. Learn the organization through networking. And the person doesn't even have to work in your function. They could be in a totally different part of the organization. They don't have to be super senior leaders either. They can be your peers. They can be people who are new to the organization that are, you know, levels below you. It doesn't matter. Meet as many people as you can in the company. Why? Because people give you information. And your sole job is to gather as much intel as possible so that you can be a beastly player at this game. The more information you have, the better you can strategize on how you get your short-term and long-term career goals done. So now, the other thing you need to understand intimately are your annual objectives. So here's how this works for the most part. Some companies are kind of crazy and they don't do this. Or they do it, but they don't do it in the way you see or understand. So make sure you go through the policy. Things you don't understand, meet with your HR person on more of a networking tip and ask for clarity, because your HR person, they may not know much of much, right? But they know these policies and they turn a blind eye to the fact that people aren't following all the policies until it's time to get rid of somebody based on the goddamn policies. Right. And I know a lot of y'all out there, Felicia, that's not fair. That's not HR. That's not true. Child, listen, let me tell you something. At this point, I've had enough HR people tell me the truth about HR to know that there's only a handful of y'all that's doing HR the right way. A lot of y'all's companies back y'all in the corners. Let's be honest about it, which is why I tell people, do not go to HR without a strategy, because once you go to HR, you have activated the bullshit. And once you activate the bullshit, it's very hard to come back from it. So you need to have your strategy ready. But we're going to get to that further in the guide. Okay? Now, if you know your objectives, you want to start creating your talk track, right? So let's talk about all the tools now and how they all work together. So what you want to do is have your soundbite for your short-term career goal, your soundbite for your objectives, and you want to couch that in, here's the great work I'm doing. And what you want to do when you're networking is talk about that. Like, hey, I'm working on this, this, and this. By the end of the year, I will have accomplished this. And my goal is this. What about you? Now, most people probably won't be prepared, and that's okay, because all you want to do is show that you're prepared and you know your stuff and you're polished, and people will start talking about that. Oh, Felicia, she's on it. Like, she's got this. She knows what's happening. Wow. They'll even start asking you for some career advice. Now, don't necessarily send them to this show if, you know, they ain't ready to hear a bunch of N-words and cuss words and shit. You know what this is. It's the Trill NBA show. Now, this is a long-term game. Whether you're new to the company or whether you've been there 20 years, you're a vet. There's no greater time than to make sure you mentally do this exercise and shore up on these tactics, because these are the base tactics that are going to get you out of any situation that you find yourself in an organization. You have to build your talk track. What are the things that you want to be known for? And so what you want to do is create what I call an echo chamber. You know that you've sufficiently done your job when you hear other coworkers say that soundbite about you. So for example, one thing I want to be known for in an organization that is highly ambiguous and has lots of projects, but there's always moving targets and delays and people are late. So I knew one thing I wanted for sure people to know is that Felicia don't miss deadlines. That's what she don't do. She not fucking with y'all. She not gonna miss no deadline. So remember, I'm new in the organization. So I knew it worked when I heard my boss in a meeting say, Felicia don't miss deadlines. I was like, yes. So you know you're working on building this echo chamber and building the talk tracks you want people to have about you when you start to hear them back to you, right? So 5 sound bites around your leadership, around your work ethic, around your projects, around your capabilities, your strengths. These are what your talk track should be about. And you have to start in your networking, dropping these nuggets for people. So something you need to understand about humans. Human beings are inherently You can look at it one of two ways. Either we're really lazy or we're super efficient. I'm still trying to figure out which one. But think about it. Humans like to take mental shortcuts. We have a lot of information we have to process at every given moment, especially now in the information age. With all this technology, we're constantly being bombarded with data, with sentences and words and numbers and this and that. That's all this stuff comes into our brains. And we have to quickly be able to analyze and synthesize it to figure out our next move. And so because of that, people have created mental shortcuts. It can be detrimental to us because there's also inherent biases, right? Especially when it comes to Black women. And so because people use their bias to take these shortcuts, they make conclusions about you. And the only way to combat that is to give them a counter argument that's easier and more sticky in their mind. So the way that we can do that is, one, always come to work happy. Be your most positive, happy self. It will create cognitive dissonance from any cultural biases that that person has against Black women. Because if their bias is angry Black woman, and then your ass always happy, something doesn't compute, and now the brain has to pause and recalculate. Then what happens is, after it recalculates and it realizes, oh, this person's different, then it now has to do the work to learn you, the person. And this is where you plant the talk track seeds, right? Oh, well, you know, I work on this project and I know in the past people have been late, but not me. I don't miss deadlines. Felicia don't miss deadlines. And that'll be the talk track now. Now, the other thing that happens and you have to be careful of is that if you don't treat people right, if you in there acting a fool, you're going to build a negative talk track. People are going to start talking about you, and that's the thing that's going to stick. And no matter if it's one really bad situation or several micro situations, like, you really have to stay on top of your talk track, and you have to give people the thing you want them to think about you and not allow other people in the organization to plant other seeds that are counter to what you're looking to accomplish. So those are the foundational things you need to be working on as we go through this guide. Building your talk track is going to be key because the other episodes that build on each other, that will talk about how to survive an undermining coworker, a bad boss, a toxic culture. The key thread through all of these will be you utilizing your talk track, which is basically your reputation in the organization, to your advantage while you're manipulating all these situations for your best possible outcome. So this is the end of part one, Your Survival Guide for Corporate America by the Trill MBA. Tune in next week. Part two is Your Survival Guide for an Undermining Coworker. And we're going to get into it. Okay. So I will see you guys next week. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Inuha. Sound design and editing by Chris Mann with Podshaper. Theme music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.